Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, my long-suffering survivor friends. This is Chris, and this is not a new episode. It is an announcement. Life got in the way, and I am unable to release Season 4, Episode 20, today on schedule. If you were one of the 483 members of our Facebook group, you would know this already. But I figured I'd do the respectful thing and drop an audio notice here as well. This is not something I take lightly. One of my strongest, most heartfelt commitments is keeping to the publishing schedule for the podcast. I may be wrong, but I'm assuming there is a cadre of you who download and listen each week as the episodes are dropped, and for those people, I am violating a trust. I'm honored to serve you, and I don't take it lightly, and I apologize deeply. Then there will be others of you who are binge listening through the series, and you hit this point and you think to yourselves, what the heck is this dope talking about? For those time travelers, I'll leave this notice here as a token. A token to the fact that this is a human enterprise. Pause now in your fast forwarding and consider that a human enterprise with all the frailty and baggage. With all the enthusiasm and love, with all the untidy things that bundle all human enterprises. Were that we were machines and could not break down, but we are human, and that is sublime. So I am working on it, and we'll get it out shortly. But the lesson here, because if you're curious, there is always a lesson. The lesson is not to be so damn hard on yourself. Friends, you're doing the best you can. It's a busy time of year. Give yourself a mulligan every now and then. You have my permission. So in lieu of a new episode, let me tell you a fun story. One of the ingenious ways I found to procrastinate this week was to submit a short story to one of the online science fiction podcasts. It is a story I wrote a few years back, and I had been ruminating over the last few months that it might be a good fit to recycle somewhere. I found it. I dusted it off, I did a pass of editing, and I sent it. This is not the fun part of the story yet. A couple days later, I got an email from them saying that although I was surely a brilliant and handsome, talented fellow, the story was not a good fit for them. And this, too, was not the fun part of the story. I hadn't invested much emotionally or otherwise in the submission process. It turns out it's a fairly automated process, and everyone uses the same submission workflow software, and that was kind of fun to figure out. So how do you think I felt? How did I react to this automated rejection message? Was I depressed? Was I angry? Was I shouting, why, at the heavens? No, I was not. I felt oddly pleased that, one, I had written something, two, I had the gumption to submit it, and three, they were able to quickly and kindly reject it. But here, too, the funny part does not reside. As these oddly pleasant thoughts were percolating through my morning cerebrum, I was also looking at Facebook, another great procrastination technique. If there were an Olympics for procrastination, I would be a real threat to medal, even if the Russian athletes were doping. The funny part is, I happen to see a post on a page that, frankly, I look at only when all the other good sources of procrastination have been exhausted, or I have a question about ISBN numbers. It's a group called Writers Helping Writers. And I don't frequent it because, frankly, it's the same series of posts over and over again. It starts with the, hey, I'm finally getting around to writing my novel. Does anyone have any ideas? And then it progresses to, I'm halfway through my first draft and I'm stuck on a metaphor about rutabagas. And then you get the, yay, after 17 years, I finished my novel. And finally, I published my novel and no one bought it and I'm considering ending it all. But since the blinking cursor was already in front of me, I wrote, and I quote, got my first rejection email this morning, made me feel strangely accomplished, and heedlessly went on with my day. You can tune back in now because this is the funny part. Then my Facebook starts blowing up, literally blowing up. Kaboom! It appears I struck a nerve with the angsty starving authors. As of today, about 48 hours later, I have 815 likes, or whatever those emoticon thingies are, that allow people to tentatively express support without requiring actual empathy, and 121 encouraging comments, some quite lengthy and well-written, of course. That's the funny part. As I was commiserating with a New York Times bestselling author who reached out and befriended me because of the throwaway post, isn't that always the way? As a creative, you can worry and sweat and pour your effort, your talent, your love into a piece, and it will flop on the digital floor, ignored and unloved. And then you dash off a quick thoughtless piece about your dog, and it goes viral. And that, my friends, is the lesson. Because like I said, there's always a lesson. We as creatives do not get to decide the value of our work. Our calling is not to judge our work. Our calling is to set it free. When the time is right, it will find its home. And if you make just one person smile or curse or roll their eyes, it has fulfilled its mission, and so have you. 964 words. Be good, my friends, and keep surviving.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.